Hi, we're Hawk and we're sitting in chairs on the Discovery 2 podcast with our friend Claire.
Hello, welcome back to another Discovery 2 podcast. My name is Justin Wayne, and in a moment, you're going to hear from three fantastic bands recorded back in August 2014 at the AAA or the Archangel basement over in West London. Ask Martin, and actually Millie from Ask Martin will be performing by herself. Electric and Millie Manders are on this episode. Full live sets and interviews from all three of them. And I'm about to turn you over to our host for the evening in a moment. But I want to remind you to head on over to discovery-talent.co.uk if you want to find out more about what's going on in the upcoming weeks and months here at Discovery 2 and over at facebook.com/discoverytalent. And now I hand you over to one of my favorite colleagues, Claire Rosario, who's with Millie Manders.
You're tuned into Discovery 2 podcast with me, Claire Rosario, and I'm now joined by Millie Manders. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm very good. Embarrassingly off air there, just had a little wrong pronunciation of the name. These things happen, don't they? I do apologise.
Do you know what? It's a regular thing. It happens. At the end of the day, when you're on radio, you're reading, aren't you? It's not like you get the pronunciation first, so it's not a problem to me.
It's normally embarrassing when people have names from a different country, and we always try and put an accent on them to try and make it sound correct, and they're always just like, mm-mm.
Yeah, that was really
no,
bad.
No,
yeah.
That was terrible. Was that meant to be an Italian accent? Just get out. Get out here. But anyway, let's go back to you, Millie. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Oh, my story. Okay. I've been a soloist now for a couple of years, but prior to that, I had a band for 6 years. I've been doing music for 25. So, yeah, my whole life, basically,
you
I've been doing
music. You don't look older than 25, so it's amazing to believe.
Maybe we shouldn't be telling people this. But yes, I am older than 25, so, yeah.
Well, and what made you decide to go from having a band to going solo?
As a band, we made a few decisions that ended up creating legal issues that we had to then get out of, which ended up losing our fan base essentially. So it was easier to wipe the slate clean and rebrand as a soloist. I still work with some of the same musicians. I've worked with my guitarist and bassist for nearly 10 years apiece now. So yeah, there's still a lot of chum things going on. They're my brothers from another mothers, but yeah, it was a rebranding thing that had to happen, unfortunately.
Very interesting. How does it feel going from working with a huge group to then just going out and doing it on your own? Was it a scary experience or did it make you feel independent?
To be fair, I think because we'd already worked so long together, it didn't really feel like it was an ending. It just felt like a new chapter. So the scariest thing for me really has been learning a new instrument from January and being on stage completely by myself, because prior to that I didn't actually play an instrument that I would play on stage. So I've been playing ukulele since January, and that was more scary for me than rebranding.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The ukulele as well. During the summer sizzler, one of the acts there played a ukulele, and I just think it's one of the most interesting instruments to play. Like, I wish I could do it myself. There isn't enough out there.
Do it. It's one of the easiest instruments you can pick up, really. I mean, a lot of the chords are only one or two fingers. You know, yeah, some of the simpler chords, you know, G, C, F, A minor, D, they're all pretty much two or three fingers maximum, so pick one up, have a go, have a strum.
Is that why you picked it as your instrument?
Well, no, partly was because I really like the sound of the ukulele. I like the fact that it's really bright and light, and it's quite a fun instrument to play, and no matter what cover you do on there, it sounds completely different to the original. And partly because I wanted to pick up something that was just going to be very quick to understand chord progressions and start writing songs on my own, because I do write songs with my guitarist as well, but I wanted to bash out some of my own songs as well and just be like, I made this. So that's been nice.
Have you ever managed to write a depressing song whilst accompanying it with the ukulele? Because we discussed this as well. I don't think I've ever heard a sad song, because it always sounds happy.
You haven't heard some of mine.
Oh, wow, I can really be
horribly dark with my ukulele. yeah, horribly dark. In fact, the first two or three were a bit sort of slit your wrist, to be fair. But I can change your mind on
that's
that one.
That's very exciting. Will I get to see some of that during the live performance tonight?
You'll hear one which is more like, it's quite minor, but it's not as depressing as some of my other songs that I do if it's just me and my ukulele. But yeah, there's one that's sort of like a minor key indie kind of tune that's on the uke. Yeah.
I'll look out for that one.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we're going to be recording your live set as well for the listener. Now, what song should they be looking out for?
Little Big Mouth is my most recent single that was released at the end of June, and that's got a video out on YouTube already. Yeah, so that one's really fun. It's about girls being a little bit too bitchy with not enough of the backup. So yeah,
good strong message to have there.
Yeah, stop taking coke and being silly, ladies. It's just not very becoming.
That is very true. That's a message to the listener out there. If you don't watch the video, at least listen to that part.
And pull your skirt down, love.
Oh, that's great. You touched on earlier that you've done all the festivals this summer. Can you give us a little run through of what you've been up to?
Yeah, I have played Upton Fab Festival, Romp the Rocks in Wales, K-Fest and Carlfest in Lowestoft. What else have we done this year? I've got another project that I do vocals for as a sort of a second front person called The Snare, and we played Boomtown this year.
Wow.
So
you've been everywhere.
I have been everywhere. I'm also a writer for a magazine called The Punk Archive. So I've also been to like Camden Rocks and Latitude, and where else did we go?
Have you had any time to sleep, or has that just been avoided this
Who
summer?
Sleeps in the summer? There's all sorts of stuff to do. Festivals and beer and festivals and...
More beer.
Beer. And
That's very true. All right, my last question would be, what else is coming up in the next year for you?
Okay, I am just about to reform my full band lineup, hopefully with a horn section over the next couple of months. We've got some really good gigs coming up with people like Captain Accident and Popes of Chili Town, My Third Leg. Hopefully, I'd really like to support Counting Coins this year as well. So really getting into sort of the ska and ska punk scene, which is going to be great because my full band has got some ska influences, but it's very cross-genre, quite punky and fun. So yeah, that's where we're going to go, get a good demo together. And yeah, we're going to be riding out like the crazies that we are.
Well, that's wonderful. Where can they head to find out more?
Go to milliemanders.co.uk, or I'm on Facebook /milliemandersmusic, YouTube /milliemanders. Basically, if you put milliemanders into Google, I'm an internet disease. You can't miss me. Come say hello.
Right, thank you very much for talking
no,
to
me. No, thank you so much.
I'm also going to hitch myself up.
Be the best.
I'm just going to check old Maurice is still in tune. Anybody in here that plays a string instrument will know that if you restring it within seconds, it decides that it doesn't want to stay in that key. So, rather than sound terrible, there we go. Beautiful. Maurice is ready to go. This next song I wrote about, basically, you know, one of those people that is in love with being in love, right? They fall in love, it gets a little bit difficult, gets complicated, suddenly they don't want to know, they've got another person on the go, they go to the next relationship, they can't deal with being by themselves, right? Some people call that one on the go, two on the back burner. I decided to call it Hole in Your Chest and wrote a song about it. This is called Hole in Your Chest.
Blessed. I guess I have enough to thank you. Life is brighter now without you. Now you come drag me down. I chose to turn myself around, smart enough and lose a frown. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's a sad life that you chose, and when you're only half a person, but you don't understand. You need to deal with past rejection, but you just keep on reflecting. Oh, 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 yeah. It's a manifestation of the souls I've been living on, when I must confess. You even have to be to thinking you were releasing me, but now my life is blessed. I guess I haven't got to thank you, life is bright and now without you, now you don't drag me down. I chose to turn myself around, smart enough and lose a crowd. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Learn how chord progressions work and stuff, because I'm always making my guitarists work really hard for me to do all the, I'm like, oh, I've got a song. It goes like this, la 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 la. And then they have to deal with the chords, right? So I was like, okay, I've got to stop being lazy and actually understand this. This is actually the first song that I wrote. It's really depressing, but, you know, ukulele, you've got to make it different, right? Everybody writes a happy song, I wrote a sad one. This one is called Drown. Thank you.
for me.
Title track to my EP Demon, hence the name of the song Demon. There are the ones that I've mentioned so far that are on the EP and things, there are videos to this on YouTube and stuff. Do go check them out if you like them. Yeah, this is called Demon.
Thank you.
smooth hearts and fingers on my neck.
So if you do want to join in, feel free. This is called Thoroughbred Potato Head. It was inspired by a work colleague, but written about people that have insecurities and have to follow fashion. So this is Thoroughbred Potato Head.
To his knees, his pointy shoes will make you cringy, thoroughbred potato head. His haircut's long and full of layers, but it doesn't do him any favours. He's a thoroughbred potato head. He thinks he's cool, but everyone can see there's so much effort to get into the scene. And inside he's just a boy. He tries too hard cause he's never had no choice. When he makes a joke, he laughs the loudest, plays indie tunes through his new poses. He's a thoroughbred potato head. He tried out goth, he tried out punk. When he didn't get a girl, he tried out funk. He's a thoroughbred potato head. He's a trendy clone with no remorse. He's a thoroughbred potato head. He thinks he's cool, but everyone can see there's so much effort to get into the scene. He's insecure and inside he's just a boy. Yeah,
Think you would know me? Perhaps in the car. You're driving to the show. You think you have me smiling on your friends and realize your mistake. Where have I gone now? You should have watched me smashing up your piece. Unravel your disguise. I'll show them your true face.
With me, Claire Rosario. I'm now joined by another Millie, lead singer of Ask Martin. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well, but more importantly, how are you doing?
I've been better, but I'm okay. Yeah, I mean, my band, like, basically deserted me, so I'm here on my own today. So forget Ask Martin, this is Millie, and I'm going to be telling you about my solo stuff instead, but that's okay.
Well, it's quite impressive to still be here. You got told the news about 24 hours ago.
About 24 hours ago.
You've still shown up. You've been smiling since you've arrived. So I think that shows that you've got guts.
Yeah, literally. No, I've got a disease that means I can't. I have to smile. Like, yeah. No, it's cool. I was really hyped about the gig anyway. It was like, I don't know. They offered pasta and everything. And I was like, this is a nice gig. Most gigs are like, you leave and you have to pay to play, and so this was, we were really, really excited about this one because it was
a
nice one.
Make it cushy, don't they?
They screw you over. I've got some banana cake in my hand right now.
Oh, I interrupted the cake session.
Literally, the cake. Yeah, literally. No, it's very good. It's very good.
Well, aside from the cake, how did you get involved tonight? Did you hear? Was it through Alex?
Yeah, basically, I know a woman called Serena Parsons who works at Primary International, which is like a talent agency. She's an incredible woman. She's managed some amazing people. The agency also managed like people like Daft Punk and people like crazy people like that.
Huge names.
Yeah, huge names. And I basically, I've worked with a producer called Spider, amazingly enough. He's a very cool, Spider L. Johnson. And I basically, through them and through just gaining prominence, gigging, stuff like that, basically Alex got to know me and my band. And then she basically emailed us and asked us, me, if I'd like to be part of the Discovery night. And we said, yeah. So that's how it happened, basically. Connections. Connections, yeah.
Well, talking of connections, we should talk about your producer as well. You just mentioned that he has also worked with some huge names.
He's worked, oh my gosh, he was like trained by Bob Marley. He just casually dropped that in, like the first time I met him. Because I'm from near Camden, so I do lots of stuff at the Roundhouse. I'm only 16, so I do like the kind of, I do like the 11 to 25 stuff. No, literally, don't worry. And then I was worried, I was like, if I say that, are they going to like kick me out? Be
you're
like,
not
no,
getting any drinks.
It's fine.
Not,
I no see drinks.
You with a beer. That's
this,
it.
Is this banana cake is now no, and you're taking away from me. Yeah. So I was doing like stuff, music at the Roundhouse, and I met Spider. He's worked with like Tiny Temper, like Kylie Minogue, like Stevie Wonder, crazy people. And basically, also like on my own, I work with Chase and Status. So I like got to go into the studio with them. They were really cool. Like, and it's kind of ridiculous because I only started doing like music on my own with bands probably like a year and a half ago, and it's kind of crazy how it's just about being like the right place at the right time. Really, it's really scary, but it's very cool.
So you say you started a year and a half ago, what was your first step? Because now it seems you're with all these huge acts, huge names and everything, but what was your first step into that from just being a normal 14-year-old?
The first step was doing an awful, awful act called Millie to Me, which was, my name is Millie to Me, and I thought it would be so funny to do this act called Millie to Me, like the Chuckle Brothers. And I went around trying to play an acoustic guitar, and I was like, no, this is not the type of music I want to make. And then now I'm making like techno, pop, urban, like it's completely different. But you have to start somewhere. And then that's when I met Spider. So amazingly, he's still my friend. So I'm amazed. But yeah, that's how it started. And then I did the band Ask Martin, and then I do solo stuff now. So yeah, it's been a trip, but it's cool. It's been crazy. Yeah.
It sounds like in a year and a half you have done more than most people would do in 20 years. It's insane.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that. It's really strange. But then I just get people like asking me what's up. And then so like some of my friends are so sick of me like talking about it, like because I'm going to this school next year called East London Arts and Music, which is like its first year. It's basically like the kind of techno, more urban music equivalent of the Brit School in East London, and it was set up by Chase and Status. That's how I met them, and then it's like supported by like Plan B and big record labels and stuff. So that's when I started really discovering, like, I think when I first started I was like poo main music, like forget you Radio 1, like this is all bullshit, real, tried to be a bit of a punk, but and I sort of started realizing, I quite like that song by Miley Cyrus, and I quite like Chasing Status now. And it was kind of, I'm amazed that people who I met a year and a half ago are still my friend, because I think I was a complete arsehole. But it's been crazy.
Well, you don't seem like you're an arsehole now, and I've met you. Quite nice.
Okay, that's good. I was worried. Yeah, I'm wearing a hat with like two little weird bunches. I thought
take a picture
maybe.
Later so
yeah,
that
yay!
Can
you can see how silly I look. Yeah, but no, it's been mental. It's been mental. It's very good. Yeah.
Wow. Well, after tonight, which you're gonna put on a very face gap there, put on some solo material. What comes next?
Well, I start, like I said, I start that industry academy in a week, very soon. I've also been doing recordings in LA. I flew out to LA like a month ago. I was working with a producer who worked on the Harlem Shake, and like the rapper did the Harlem Shake, which makes it sound like I was doing something equivalent, but it wasn't quite the Harlem Shake. But
it'd be great.
Yeah,
that would
be so much fun.
See you in a month.
The Millie Shake, like the next viral sensation. And so I'm going back to LA doing some more recording probably next month, and then starting this school, and just very excited for the future.
It sounds very exciting.
So it's very exciting. But
where
also,
can the listener head to see everything that's coming from you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would have sent my band's link, but unfortunately, I'll have to see my solo stuff. I have an Instagram account. It's called at Hey Hun, How You Doing? Hun spelled H-U-N. You can check out my Instagram, and on there, I'm going to set up a Twitter and a Facebook for my own stuff, and start releasing some stuff. So yeah, tune in. As they say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Because goodbyes are important, okay?
Tell us about the band.
Fuck them! I will tell you about the band, I'll tell you about me as well, okay?
Thank you.
podcast, and I'm now joined by Electric. Hello.
Hi, evening. Hi. evening.
Now, you've been having a terrible day, haven't you? You've been stuck in traffic for hours.
Yes. Stuck in traffic, had some miscommunications with my drummer, so there's no full band set tonight, but...
I did not even know the drummer wasn't here.
No, he's not.
Such new news to me.
But it's all good, the show must go on, and yeah, we're here, we're ready to perform. Just going to get some drinks in and chill out for a little bit.
About five minutes.
Neck my glass of wine.
I should point out to the listener that the night has already begun now. Discovery 2 is in full swing. It's a great night so far. You haven't had a chance to see many of the acts, but hopefully we'll get to listen to the
podcast. Yeah, definitely. I think if I could have got down here earlier, I would have, but you know, Birmingham's a long way.
I can't believe you've travelled all the way down. And your mum was telling me that you actually worked a full day and then left. Is that right?
Yeah.
That is dedication.
And then I probably won't go to bed till like probably 1-2, and then back on it tomorrow. But yeah, it's all good. It's a summer job. So I work as a senior mentor for 16 and 17 year olds for a charity called NCS, which basically work to just kind of gauge young people with each other, from people from different classes, different colours, ethnicities and stuff like that, and basically bring them together to work on their personal development and kind of team player skills and stuff like that. I've been doing that for my whole summer. I've been doing that, which is, it's been very tiring but rewarding at the same time.
It sounds like an amazing thing to be involved in. Quite a different area than music though.
I got a card off the young people today because I'm not going back tomorrow and stuff like that, so they knew I was leaving, but they basically just said thank you for all the inspiration. And I think because my music kind of is very uplifting and I'm quite an inspiration and motivational person anyway, and positive, I think I've kind of brought that across to them. That's what I kind of wanted to bring anyway. Like before I even started the job, I thought to myself, you know, I'm just going to be myself, because it's not only a journey for them, it's a journey for me as a senior mentor. Like I've learned a lot about myself and a lot about the young people of today, and the fact that some people do underestimate young people, and you know, some of them are very outspoken and confident, but they just kind of need that push and that inspiration to kind of get them started. But yeah, I've had a blast. Like it's been mad.
That sounds amazing. Now, you touched there about the fact that you're inspirational, which is definitely reflected in the music that you're making.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of messages coming out in your songs. Tell the listener, maybe to people who haven't heard you before, like, where it all comes from. Is it from real experience? You feel like it's a message that people need to hear?
I think it is about things that I go through, but it's also about, I kind of think everybody has that individual struggle, and it sometimes takes either, for me it's my mom and my grandmother. Like they're very positive women and strong-minded women, and so I feel like I've got that from them. And my just the whole thing about never giving up. Like I don't feel like there's times when I am down, or there's something going bad in my life, and it's just like, oh, just write and get it all out, and just to remain positive and just think there's going to be light on the other side. So you know what I mean, that's basically how I kind of think. So yeah,
I mean, that's amazing. It's what most artists would want to be able to feel, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To feel all of their emotions into songs. So the ones that you're going to perform to us tonight, which we'll be recording as well,
yep,
are they all real stories that we'll be hearing?
So the majority of the material I'm performing tonight is, they're all off my EP, my new EP, Not Another Love Song, which is on iTunes for £4.75, I think.
Can't argue with the price.
Cheaper than a Mackie's. So they're very personal to me. I was kind of going through a kind of type of breakup, kind of interesting, confusing relationship type of thing, and it kind of reflects in the music that, like, with this project that I've made. And then there's one song which is called Young One, which is very personal to me. It's about my younger sister. Everything's very personal and very realness on the music, on the tracks. So yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. I should let you get back, otherwise you're not going to have time to drink any wine before.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to neck it. Thank you very much.
But where do they head to find out more?
You can go to my website, which is www.thisiselectric.com. This is E-L-E-K-T-R-I-C, so electric with a K. And basically you'll find all my social networks are the same throughout the board. So it's This Is Electric. Type that in YouTube, type that in Google, and find me. Thank you
very much.
Bye-bye.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Right after night, there comes day. And hard work, it'll pay. Off, off, off. And if you know, then you know. Where there's a will, there's a way. Right after night, there comes day. And hard work, it will pay off. And if you know, then you know. This is for the times that you feel defeated. Undercover's weak, but you can fix it, believe this. We're only human, we all hurt, we all break, we all cry. Even the toughest rocks crack, even the good people lie. Learn to say no sometimes. Learn to embrace the individual that you are, because pleasing anyone that doesn't like you is time just wasted, and that right there is proof that the truth doesn't have to always rhyme. Now, we're all on our own individual journey, so I guess I've chosen to share mine. Electric shoes get kicked off, slipping into some Alicia time. Because relaxing the mind, the body and the soul. Positive energies blooming around like aura. I'm reconnecting with the old me. New attitudes diluted like cordial when tipped in water. And they say they're for you, but do they really support you? Where there's a will, there's a way. Right after night, there comes day. Hard work, it'll pay off, off, off. And if you know, then you know. Where there's a will, there's a way. Right after night, there comes day. And hard work, it'll pay off, off, off. And if you know, then you know. If you ever feel alone, just talk to him. Have you ever wondered why you're going down the same road? Just walk with him. The answers are everywhere. The universe is screaming your name. Answer every question with confidence. Feel no shame because you are here for a reason. Whether that's to inspire or change. And if you really think that you can make a change, well, I encourage you to make a change. Now, it's the biggest crime to be poor. That's what my nan said. And I agree, because there's so much money to be spread evenly. But instead, the rich stay rich and the poor are just making ends meet. But you know what my focus is on? My happiness. Because no one can take that away from us. And when you're content in what makes you happy, that's the biggest type of wealth. And so I sing. Where there's a will, there's a way. Right after night, there comes day. And hard work, it'll pay. Off, off, off. And if you know, then you know. Where there's a will, there's a way. Right after night, there comes day. And hard work, it'll pay. Off, off, off. And if you know, then you know. Thank you very much. So yeah, can I ask you guys to come forward? So we don't bite, we're from Birmingham, but we're not that bad. So yeah, we're gonna, yeah? Are you ready?
You amaze me, so fantastically engaging. It's your touch that tantalizes me, and the way you roll your eyes so tantalizing. You're so amazing, you amaze me. Elegance, a subtle beauty. One touch, you got me strung up. You got me caught up again. She don't wanna let go. So that was just a little introduction. So we're gonna kick right off and go straight into the first song. This is called Such a Shame. It's off my EP, not on a big song. I've got copies on me if anybody wants one. How am I supposed to know if you silently speak in codes? And how am I supposed to know that you were pissed and I was the cause of it? Round and round we go, circles become a joke. You're saying I'm acting like I don't know where I went wrong. Am I in the wrong? One more step, I'm gone. Saying things you don't mean. Babes, come on. I'm like, leave it out. Sorry, silent treatment. What's that? I'm not playing your games. You should be ashamed, but it's like banter you can't live without. It's such a shame. It's such a shame. give me one word answers. In the mood with your whispering answer. I'm sorry that I said what I said when I said it. If I was aware of what I said, I wouldn't have said it. Look, so let me know where I stand. Let me know what I can do to make it better. Is it the outcome that you planned, or did I mess up all your plans altogether? Look, I'm like, leave it out. Sorry, silent treatment, what's that about? I'm not playing your games. You should be ashamed, but it's like banter you can't live without. It's such a shame. It's such a shame. Such a shame, yeah, just like that. It's such a shame. It's such a shame that we fall out. We fall out. It's such a shame. 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 This is my new one called Dear Diary, which is not on the EP. They think they know I know I see. They think I know I know I see. It's been a while since I actually spoke to you. Sat down and explained, you understand my pain. It's been a while since I actually wrote in ya. Here's my new entry, dear diary. Cause they think they know I see a change in ya. But it's fine, it's cool, my life goes on. Always jumping the gun, conclusions away with ya. But it's fine, it's cool, my life goes on and on and on. So what they don't realise is you're on this new thing. It's called honesty, and honestly you're losing. So what they don't realise is you're on this new thing. It don't involve them, and neither does it affect. Cause they think they know I see a change in ya. But it's fine, it's cool, my life goes on and on and on. Always jumping the gun, conclusions away with ya. But it's fine, it's cool, my life goes on and on and on. Dear diary, they think they know. 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 One more time. Cause they think they know I see a change in ya. But it's fine, it's cool, my life goes on and on and on. Always jump in the gun, conclusions away with ya. But it's fine, it's cool, my life goes on and on and on. Thank you very much. It's getting hot, I think it's the right. So the next song we're going to do is Fate Line. So yeah, this is Fate Line. Again, this is also off my EP. I'm just going to put this here because I don't really mind it being on the floor. Yeah.
sleep like pain. Pain didn't let me sleep long. Upset couldn't have my way, but it's my fault I forget. Before anger late love, was it really keeping me strong? Upset couldn't have my way, but it's my fault I forget. Between love and hate, there's a faint line, faint line. Between you and I, there's a faint line, faint line. Should I stay or go? Faint line, faint line. Now I don't seem in control, I can't make mine, make mine. For you I was me, before us we were free. I've got so much left to learn, and you so much to see. And if we say goodbye now, does it mean that I can't ask you how your day's been, or how you spent your New Year's Eve? Between love and hate, there's a faint line between you and I, there's a faint line. Should I stay or go? Faint line, faint line. Now I don't seem in control, I can't make mine, make mine. Of course I still love ya, of course I still care. Contradictory words cannot repair what I've done to you. Yeah, look what I've done to you. Broke your heart in two, why did I run from ya? Contradictory words cannot repair. Between you and I, there's a faint line, should I stay or go? Faint line, faint line. Now I don't seem in control, I can't make mine, make mine. Thank you very much. Yeah, okay, so the last week, I know Alex really wants me to do Read for Love. We're going to be doing Read for Love for Alex. So yeah, this is my single, it's on YouTube. We're just going to jam it. We don't have a drummer or keys player because, you know, sometimes that happens. We're going to run it. Yeah, so if you want to check out the video on YouTube, it's Read for Love Electric. Just type that in if you enjoy paint and pie in the face and all that fun stuff. Yeah, check that out.
Been a while since I saw your face. Lonely takes control. An absence sets and it takes its place. Now I'm left in the deepest hole. If only you knew what you did to me. If only I knew how to deal with it. Look, I'm wanting you more. The less that I think, we cannot ignore. Our heartbeat is in. Will it be for a while? Is it for one night? Look, I need to know. Can we get into it? Can we get intimate? What's your feeling, sure? Reading my mind is a myth, just ask. I will tell you what I want. Not wasting a second tonight. With every touch, watch my body respond. Every time I've got that look on my face, you should know I'm in the mood for love. Every time I've got that look on my face, you should know I'm in the mood for love. Every time I got that look on my face, you should know I'm in the mood for love. Every time I got that look on my face, you should know I'm in the mood for love. It seems like we're hooked on addiction, but careful not too much. Harder than you think, when you can look what you cannot touch.
If only we could just run away to a place they do not know. Look up one in your more, the less that I think we cannot ignore. Our heartbeats in sync. Will it be for a while? Is it for one night? Look, I need to know. Can we get into it? Can we get intimate? What your feelings show? Reading my mind is a myth. Just ask, I will tell you what I want. Not wasting a second tonight. Where we touch, watch my body respond. Cause every time I got that look on my face, you should know I'm in the mood for love. Every time I got that look on my face, you should know I'm in the mood for love. Every time I wear that look on my face, you should know I'm in the mood for love. Every time I wear that look on my face, you should know I'm in the mood for love. Yeah, sweet. That was Beautiful Love. Oops. Yeah, so that was like the very stripped down version. But if you like that, the reggae vibe, you can check that out on YouTube. So the final song we're going to do is called Young One. That's also off my EP, Not Another Love Song. Yeah. So switch on. Everyone is gone home. She's sitting in the dark alone. And what is she to do when no one will listen? She's misunderstood, but something is missing. She just needs a shoulder, forgetting that I'm older. Been there, done that. From a comeback. Please don't grow up, young one. Stay a kid forever. Please don't grow up, young one. There's so much left in the world to see. Please don't grow up, young one. Stay a kid forever. Please don't grow up, young one. There's so much left in the world to see. And what are we to do when our minds already made up? Look, our minds already made up. The decision just don't wait up. And what are we to do when she's young and she's reckless? We all make mistakes. It don't mean we're less love. She just needs a shoulder. Forgetting that I'm older. Please don't grow up, young one. Stay a kid forever. Please don't grow up, young one. There's so much left in the world to see. Please don't grow up, young one. Stay a kid forever. Please don't grow up, young one. There's so much left in the world to see. What am I to do when at one point I was protecting you, when at one point you wouldn't answer back? And that is not the case, and nothing's wrong with that. So express yourself, young lady. You'll soon be blessed with a baby boy, a baby boy. And I guess it's time to grow up. Please don't grow up, young one. So much left for the world to see. Please don't grow up, young one. Yeah, forever. Please don't grow up, young one. So much left for the world to see. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's one. Can you just give another round of applause to the band, please? And thank you to Alex.
A big thanks to all three artists that were on this Discovery 2 Live podcast. Of course, thank you to Electric just then, as well as Millie Manders and Millie from Ask Martin. Get in touch with us over at discovery-talent.co.uk or on facebook.com/discoverytalent. You can find out what's coming up And we'll see you at one of these Discovery 2 live events soon, or we'll just visit you here on the podcast. Thanks for listening. See you next time.